It is a Tuesday, and we're going to bring Paul Costanzo on board, as we do each and every week, talk a little college football. I want to start today, Paul, by saying we talked recently how there hadn't been any upsets, and now we're starting to get some upsets in college football.
We spoke it into existence, Dennis. It's great for us. Yeah, I mean, Illinois beating Wisconsin, I mean, not only was that not on my radar or anybody's radar, I mean, it was so far off of, I mean, I don't know if radar even is the right word to use. Like, that one completely blew me away. And I guess you could look at the fact that Wisconsin, you know, is coming off the Michigan State game, looking ahead to Ohio State, but wow. I mean, that one, I don't know. I don't have words to explain how surprised I was when that one finished.
Well, I mean, it really is like, to me, it's a kick in the gut to Michigan and Michigan State because of how badly they were mauled by Wisconsin. And then here comes little old Illinois, and they're gonna steal a game away from the Badgers. I was blown away when I saw that score.
Yeah, and, you know, I watched the end of it because it wasn't a game that I was thought to pay attention to. But then, you know, you start to see the score roll in. And, I mean, Jack Cohn was bad. Jonathan Taylor had a crucial fumble. I mean, they made enough mistakes. And Illinois played a great game for Illinois. And, you know, they got it done. And it's, you know, it's what makes college football so exciting is that those teams at the top, I mean, they're still college kids. And so they can have, you know, quite an off day, and it allows for those things to happen. I mean, obviously, teams like Clemson and Alabama typically don't do that because they're basically, I mean, at this point, it feels like they're almost pros. But you see it, and it makes it exciting, and I guess that makes it why we watch it every week.
All right, Penn State, Michigan. I give Michigan credit for battling back in this game, and they probably should have tied it up at the end. However, how do you fall behind 21-0 to start with? How are you not ready to come out and have some intensity to start this football game?
I mean, that's been the story of Jim Harbaugh's time at Michigan on the road, is that they come out flat, specifically in big games, but in most road games. You know, it was Northwestern a couple of years ago was it where they went on the road and got down into a deep hole. I think that was the 2016 team that was very good. And so it's just, I don't know what it is about them going on the road and struggling off the bat. But I mean, it's enough of a pattern now to just expect it from a Michigan team when they're not playing at home.
Purdue gave Iowa a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't supposed to happen. What's going on with these teams? Are they looking past their opponents?
I mean, I think there might be some of that. I think in Iowa's case, obviously they're coming off of games against Michigan and Penn State, two tough losses. The other thing for Iowa that makes things really tough is that Iowa's offense is not good. And so when your offense isn't very good, it makes it easier for teams to stick around with you, especially if, you know, you're coming off of a couple of emotional games. So I think that's what we're seeing, but I mean, it's the grind of the season now. We're in mid-October, and, you know, guys are banged up, and there's a lot going on. Midterm time for a lot of these guys. I mean, I know people scoff at that, but that's a real thing. So you get some weird results this time of year.
All right. Oregon and Washington was a really good game, one of the better ones this past weekend.
It was. That was a really good game, and I was really interested in that one just because I feel like we don't get to see much of Pac-12 football, right? Because of the fact that a lot of the games don't start till 10:30. And I don't know about you, Dennis, but I'm old, and 10:30 at night is way too late for me to start a football game. But yeah, it was a really good game. And I was impressed with the way that Oregon, you know, battled throughout that game. Jacob Eason had a couple of real nice throws, and Washington looked real good early. But Oregon just kind of overpowered them in the end. And I tell you, that's a team that they got that last-second loss on a neutral field against Auburn in week one. You know, they have, I mean, not just an outside shot at a playoff spot, but if they went out, I mean, you'd have to think that they'd probably be right there for one. So there's a lot on the line for Oregon moving forward.
My favorite game of the weekend, and mostly it was my favorite because there was a guy named Puka Williams, and he rushed for 190 yards. But Texas beat Kansas 50-48. There were 50 points scored by the two teams just in the fourth quarter of that game. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's funny because you know, I follow college football games on Twitter while I'm watching other college football games. Like, that's how I view sports now. And you get situations like the Wisconsin-Illinois game where it's like everybody basically starts talking about this game, and so everybody switches over, and you're almost like you're watching it with everyone. The Texas-Kansas game happened like that, except everybody realized at the same time, oh, it's on Longhorn Network. I don't get that. So that made it a little bit more difficult. But, yeah, it's who knows with Texas, right? I mean, I think I talked to you about that beginning of the season. They play really well against good teams, and sometimes against bad teams they don't. So we're seeing some of that. But Les Miles has the Jayhawks playing tough.
Yeah. Obviously, the game that everybody's talking about this week, so we're going to avoid it because you can get this anywhere, is the Liberty-Rutgers game. I think I would rather start with your Notre Dame Fighting Irish playing the Michigan Wolverines. And my first question to you on this, Paul, why doesn't it seem to me, at least here in our state, there isn't the hype for this game that there normally is? It seems a lot toned down to me for it's Tuesday and this game is coming up. Why aren't more people talking about it?
I mean, I think if Michigan's 5-2 and has lost to, you know, the two best teams on its schedule, like the two good teams, and hasn't looked great otherwise. And so there's, from the Michigan fan perspective, you know, a lot of their goals are almost out the window for the season. So there's disappointment there. And then Notre Dame, I mean, they're, you know, they're 5-1. They lost their big game to Georgia. They're, you know, probably not a playoff contender. So there's that. Like, there's not a ton on the line in this game outside of, you know, lots of bragging rights between me and my friends. So I think that that's probably the main reason for it, is I think some fatigue, especially on the Michigan side of things. In our state,
who wins this game and why?
You know, I think Notre Dame wins just because they're better, and their ability to get after the quarterback without having to blitz really has been a big thing. You know, two defensive ends and Julian Aquara and Khalid Kareem, they're incredibly talented. You know, NFL top couple round guys. So they can get to Shea Patterson without Notre Dame having to, you know, drop or send a bunch of guys at him. So they can play coverage on, you know, Nico Collins and some of these guys underneath. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that Notre Dame can run the ball. They have an offensive line that wears on teams. And if Michigan's offense isn't producing, that defense is going to be on the field for a long time. And I think Notre Dame, by the end, is really going to be able to run on them, and that'll be the difference. I mean, Michigan's favored by, I think the line's down to 1 or 1.5 now. It starts opened at 4, which blew me away. But, you know, night games at Michigan and against Notre Dame, crazy things happen. So I get that, but I do. I just think that Notre Dame right now they're the better team.
There's a big game in the Big Ten this week, and it isn't Penn State at Michigan State, but let's talk about it anyways. The Spartans are coming off a bye week. They get another bye week after this. In the week that they have to play football, are they going to play good football here, or do they not have a chance against Penn State?
I don't know. They have a chance for sure. I mean, at home against the Penn State team that, I mean, is good, but not like Ohio State good or Wisconsin good, I don't think even. So I think that there's an opportunity for them to win this game. I've given up on trying to figure Michigan State out, though. Like, I feel like every time I think that I see, like, a little flicker of optimism in something that they did, even in the Ohio State game, they got blown out, but there were things that they did that made you think, okay, maybe they can build on that. And then they come out and look absolutely listless against Wisconsin. And so it's, I don't know. They're so hard to predict. I assume Mark D'Antonio is going to have them ready to go with a week off. And then you've got Penn State going on the road, coming off of a tough game on Saturday against Michigan. So that opportunity is there. But yeah, if you bet on college football games, don't bet on Michigan State, because I don't know how you could possibly find any sort of trend with what they're doing.
I was just looking at the remaining games, and I've got Michigan at 8-4, and I've got Michigan State at 7-5. Who's out at the end of the year, D'Antonio or Harbaugh?
Ooh, that's a really good question, Dennis. If those are the results that we get, 7-5 Michigan State, 8-4 Michigan, I think a lot of that depends on how the Ohio State game goes for Michigan. Honest to God, wouldn't be shocked if they were both gone. If D'Antonio retires and Harbaugh, he's not going to get fired, but if he, finds a way out. There was actually a report on the footballscoops.com today, which is a decent source for football coaching news, that they said Harbaugh is looking at an exit strategy to go back to the NFL. We hear that all the time, though, right? So, I don't know. That's an incredibly good question, though. You should ask somebody smarter than me what they think.
Obviously, Wisconsin, Ohio State, a big game. But after losing to Illinois, how much does that kind of take away from this?
So much. I was disappointed. I'm never disappointed after a crazy upset. I was so disappointed when Wisconsin lost this past week because of that. Because there was so much going into that game. And you had the whole thing with, all right, even the loser has a chance, in the rematch in the Big Ten championship game to, not only win the Big Ten, but still get into the playoff because you avenge your only loss. But now, that can't happen for Wisconsin, right? It takes the luster off it quite a bit. I thought Ohio State was the better team anyway. I'm disappointed. I do think Ohio State's going to win, though.
At home,
they'll be all right.
I'm just interested to see the score. I want to know how far apart these teams are, and I think we'll get a definite answer one way or the other with the outcome of this game.
I have a funny feeling that Ohio State is very far away from everybody else in the league.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm viewing it too. But we'll see. The other big game is probably LSU and Auburn.
Yeah, and that will be another real good one. The SEC is turning out a bunch of these good ones. LSU looks so good right now. I mean, their offense is incredible. Surprisingly, their defense is a little leaky. But Auburn, they basically had a bye week last week. So, they'll probably be fairly well rested. I just don't see them beating this LSU team right now. I don't know if anybody outside of Alabama can, to be honest with you.
All right. Good stuff as always. And we appreciate you hanging out with us on a Tuesday to talk a little college football, Paul.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Dennis.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Sounds good.
Paul Costanzo with his weekly visit to the show. We'll take a break and be back with more in just a moment.